You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The point is, the NCAA, they make the rules. They have all the gold, and he who has gold makes the golden rule.
And here's the other problem, because I thought a lot about this. Like, how do you say screw the NCAA? The problem is you are the NCAA.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a member institution. So the only way, presumably, like, everybody talks about, well, the PR has been really bad for the NCAA. They seemingly don't care. You know, it's like the guy on the the rich house up the hill. The people at the bottom of the hill are still outside of the gate.
Yep.
Okay, so if you're inside of the gate, sorry, you're inside of the gate. Honestly, you're part of the problem until you figure out to be a part of the solution. Is the solution, Matt, and I mean this sincerely because I've thought a lot about it, because the Memphis angle didn't work, trying to say, screw you, we're going to, whether it's the kid doing it on his own or you propelling him to do so,
right,
suing you, a.k.a. suing the NCAA, putting a stay so that he can play. Is the solution, okay, we as several conferences, be it the Power Five. Power Five's not going to do it. Power Five's not going to do it because they have all of the incentive to stay the way it is because they get $40 million checks.
Yeah.
The Memphises of the world, you get a lower check. So it's you, the Mountain West, Sun Belt, and all these lower conferences outside of the Power Five.
Mid-majors.
Do you rise up together and you say, okay, there's going to be, you know, seven conferences and we're going to get all – you'd have to figure out a way that's going to happen for you to get together to say, we're all like the NAIA. We're not part of the NCAA anymore. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see it happening.
No.
Because there's too much money at the very top, especially the Power Five. And then when you get the scraps, it's still a lot of money. And if you're Missouri, you try to play along. Like Memphis
Look at
tried.
Them. Like yeah, Memphis, great point.
Memphis tried to play along. That didn't work. North Carolina did really the best out of the box thing, which was hire the best attorneys that went to North Carolina and figure it out.
Right.
You know, and then just fall on the sword and say, yeah, we cheated. What are you going to do?
Mizzou tried that, right?
Mizzou
they were as upfront as they could be, coming forward with their academic issues with the tutor that forged all kinds of paperwork and whatever. Academics read up on it.
Let me point this out, though. The only difference between my understanding and reading what I read about North Carolina and Mizzou is that North Carolina did it a little different strategy. They did the smarter in the room guy where they just said, yeah, part of the course is just that this is how it gets done. You know, in other words, they said this is the process.
Right.
In other words, we're not – they basically had to swallow their pride in terms of PR and their reputation by saying, yeah, this is how kids do classes.
Yep.
And so Mizzou, you are right. They basically said, we're going to comply. We're going to follow along. We're going to go through the process. By the way, it was back in 2015-16. And guess who gets penalized? The kids at the school now after the NCAA comes back and rules on it.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
And that's the thing. There is the perception. If all that had happened in North Carolina happens at, let's say, I don't know, pick a small school. Let's say UAB.
Right.
What happens to UAB? They get hammered.
Just destroy
them. They get hammered.
There's no question.
So perception becomes reality when it comes to NCAA. James Wiseman, meanwhile, has tweeted this afternoon. This came down 9 minutes ago from Big Ticket.
What's he got?
_JW. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. God has never left me nor forsaken me throughout this process. God knows my destiny, and I feel that even though hardships may be upon me, it too shall pass. In the grace of God, my journey isn't finished. This too shall pass.
And it sucks for him because he's just not going to get to. At the end of the day, I think he certainly recognizes his value. If he doesn't, somebody hasn't told him, and I'm sure they have. But you just don't get to play basketball, and that sucks. You got friends you spent all summer with, guys that are
not only that, it potentially costs you millions. Now, I know he's still going to have plenty of season to go,
right,
some 20-something games, and that's all you really need to see, right, to determine.
I think I disagree with this one in the sense that I think him not playing from a millionaire perspective is the best thing ever. And in fact, you could argue, we've seen enough, he's the number one pick, let's not see any more if he's in his camp. You know what I'm saying?
Would you blame him if he was like, listen,
I've seen this tweet before.
And I know it's come up, and I know people have talked about it. We've seen it happen with college football stars. Right. Bosa, when he got injured a couple of years ago, right?
He could
have come back for the bowl game, but he just decided not to.
I think it's a great strategy. I don't, as a fan, I hate it because I want to see that kid dunking on people at the Barclays Center.
And to go back to what we talked about earlier in the show, how there's no great teams, like you can talk yourself into imagining what Memphis can do when they get Wiseman back.
Oh, man.
In January, you've got 2 months to figure it out before March rolls around. And then if there's no great teams, then in theory, right, maybe the seeding doesn't kill you, so that whatever happens during those 12 that he's gone, if they lose to Tennessee,
right,
if they lose to NC State on Friday or tomorrow,
right, right,
maybe all that goes out the window because there's no great team. But I don't know. It just,
well,
it just sucks. And here's the thing. The NCAA, they're fighting so many battles right now. They can kind of pick and choose which one they want to die on the hill. The whole college, are we paying these athletes? What's happening in California? That's got them so focused right now that they're like, you know what? We're probably taking an L there. So we're just going to start stacking
Shut
W's.
Shut it down.
Yeah, where we can.
Shut it down. If you're the NCAA, the PR battle doesn't hurt you, it doesn't seem. I mean, it hurts you in the sense that the NCAA is a four-letter word at this point.
Right.
But it doesn't in terms of you got bigger problems.
It
the
doesn't
California,
change
the laws,
anything. Yeah.
Here it comes in terms of these kids are going to get paid to use
yes.
their likeness at car dealers and for endorsements.
And
that's
you,
coming.
Yes.
You can't stop that train.
Right. So this is the one that you can control. You're like, we've got bigger problems coming. I'll worry about this right now.
Yeah, we're gonna
take
put
care
a
of that.
We're gonna stay this way.
Yes.
We're gonna push this down.
Right.
I think the interesting thing about Wiseman going to Memphis and decommitting from Kentucky, going to Memphis and Penny is his relationship with Penny is extraordinary. It just is.
I mean,
because I think if that relationship weren't extraordinary, let's say that this were to happen to him at Kentucky where he were to get pinged. By the way, I don't think it would happen because I think the Penny connection is where the NCAA got pissed.
No doubt about
and they're
it.
Doing this.
No doubt about it.
But let's just say he were at Kentucky or another school. He gets pinged, and it's 11 or 12 games. You do the one game, it's 11 more games. I could see a scenario where he doesn't play because his relationship is different. I mean, this relationship with Penny is just—
Right.
And I guess it goes back to the grassroots stuff. You just played with this coach, this iconic figure for, you know, 4 years through AAU, grassroots, East High School. And so you look at it, and you're going to have to sit out these games. You send out this tweet that says, you know, God's plan, basically, because the ruling is upheld today by the NCAA. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to sit it out, and then I'm just going to play for the University of Memphis because I want to play with that guy and those players.
Yep.
You know, that's a special relationship, Matt.
I'm telling you, it's just I'm dying to know all of the inside baseball, as you like to say,
oh, yeah.
of what happened here, how this all went so wrong.
Well, Veach said on Gary's show last week, and I was impressed that he came on the air.
Laird Veach, the new AD.
The new athletic director who came from Florida, which I'm sure that job has shifted from easier to harder since the game day and now this.
Yep.
But Veach said
Plus you got a coaching search likely coming up in football.
You got through the women's basketball debacle, and nobody talks about it because, frankly, no one cares about the women's basketball, and the season is off and running. But the Wiseman thing has made the job difficult. Veach said on Parrish's show, like, Thursday of last week, and I was happy he came on. That was nice. Didn't really talk about it in specifics, but he said
sure.
Here's what he said. And so I'm going to take him in his word. At some point, the full story from how we handled this will come out. I actually don't think that's true. I don't think we will ever see, because we will never see the full, here's how I feel about it, unless Veach is writing a tell-all book in about 10 years and he's retiring.
Right.
don't think you'll ever see this. You're going to hear, here's why we handled it the way we did maybe in a few years after this is all settled out. But I doubt you will,
I think
will really
hear.
Because if you're Veach, you might have. I think there's a scenario where the athletic director goes, hell no, we're not playing the kid.
Right.
But who knows?
I think you'll get bits and pieces because I think there's enough people like Gary that have relationships with guys like Laird Veach.
That's true.
And other associates that are like, yo, man, what the hell happened?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can tell me.
Like, I'm not saying Gary's going to turn around and do it on the radio
right.
on a random Friday afternoon and be like, so, you guys want to hear the whole James Wiseman story? Like, maybe right. that comes out years down the road, as you
it
said.
Could.
But, like, people will be able to figure out where it all went wrong. And I think a lot of people do. They're just like, well, what went wrong is, you know, Memphis blew this from
well,
the start.
It speaks to how awesome this kid is, and I think he's probably the number one pick, that we keep talking about him with 12 games or now 10 games ahead of us at like, yeah, and we're going to have to play all these games. Here's what we'll be like when we get him.
Yeah.
You know, like we're
yeah.
That's always going to be, for the next 3 weeks, that's going to be the caveat.
Yeah, and it's Tiger basketball, and as we've discussed, that drives the needles.
Oh, man.
You play the hits, and
people care deeply.
They are the hits. We're going to talk more about James Wiseman when we visit with Mark Giannotto. Also to talk some Tiger football, because as we discussed with our good friend Will Hudgens, they got themselves another big football game coming up on Friday at the Liberty Bowl. But there's also, Brad, in addition to stuffing your face with turkey and all that tomorrow, there's some good NFL games and a college game of note that you are like an invested bystander yes. for, I suppose. Yeah. We'll get into all that. We'll talk a little NFL, a little Egg Bowl when we come back.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. No matter where you go, you're going to get the same great wings from Billy Richmond. Party, whole, boneless, however you like your wings, you're going to get that. But listen, don't forget about his gourmet burger, his catfish, John Martin. It is all good when you get to the Wing Guru, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that separates the Wing Guru apart, first of all, it's just the best in Memphis and the universe, but it's those premium flavors,
yeah,
Jason. That is what sets it off at the Wing Guru every single time. You got Honey Suicide. You got Garlic Sriracha. You got 901. You got Spicy Taco. You got Triple J for Jaren Jackson Jr. Every flavor imaginable, it's under one roof at the Wing Guru.
Y'all see Jaren Jackson Jr. bouncing back out of that slump, don't you?
Thanks to the sauce.
You know why that's happening. It's because of the Triple J sauce. Bounce out of your slump with a little Triple J sauce. Again, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road, and probably a location coming to your area very
Woo!
Soon. Billy Richmond, when you see him, please tell him that Jason and John sent you. Thank you.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency train system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments. But when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Robert Irwin Jewelers annual Black Friday sale this Friday. Great gifts with purchase starting at only $249. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Five locations, including the new one in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. December 19th, FedEx Forum. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Another Beaver production.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Hey, everybody, Mr. Rufus in town.
This might be my favorite jam of the day.
Shout out to Rufus Thomas. Let's go.
I can listen to this.
Get your turkey on with this.
It sounded kind of dirty the way you said that.
I know. Sorry.
What just happened?
I don't know what
my
that
kids
was.
Are listening.
I'm sorry.
TJ from Twitter points out that I mixed up my Kansas forwards / Grizzlies forwards. I said Drew Gooden. I meant Darrell Arthur.
Was it Darrell Arthur had a fake test score? Is that true?
That was him.
At Kansas, yeah,
there was
I forgot
something,
Darrell
there was,
was part of that
there
team.
Was something, too, with his transcript, I believe, from his high school
Listen,
days.
Listen, raise your hand if somebody didn't take the test at the SAT Center in Detroit. Oh, wait.
If you're from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Whichever.
What team hasn't done, though?
Thank you.
I kid. Thank you, TJ.
You could point out my mistakes on the Twitter.
Yeah, there you go.
At the Matt Stark. I will accept and own up to my errors.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. So I've asked everybody else so far.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, huge holiday. Love it. What? I'm spotting you the turkey.
That's
I want
good,
to hear
yeah.
that you eat ham or like fish.
I'm like Parrish. Give me anything but the turkey,
oh,
right?
Oh, man. He's so anti-turkey.
He was really anti-turkey. I do think there are families that make bad turkey. So we are our memory.
I get that.
You know.
So point in fact, I make a really good turkey.
Oh, good.
Years ago, my wife's brother came and he says that he makes a good turkey.
All right.
He wanted to make the turkey, asked if he could do it. He's coming to my house. He's asking the man of the house, can I cook in your house?
Sure.
And I'm like, yeah, man, go ahead, Adam, knock it out. He makes a butter turkey, he calls it. Mm. Sounds kind of delicious a little bit. You're like, okay.
Butter is always good.
Sounds like it's going to be at least not dried out, right?
Right.
He, no joke, probably went through about 18 sticks of butter on this turkey. Like, he was taking this thing out, slathering it down, putting butter in places where the sun don't shine on the turkey. And, like, at some point, I'm like, damn, dude, this is a lot of butter.
Maybe too much.
And, oh, no, not maybe. I went to cut it. Like, I couldn't cut it. It was like sticking your finger into your gut. Your gut just kind of gives with it. I couldn't cut the damn turkey. We had to, like, rip it up into, like, moist, dripping, buttery chunks. It was disgusting.
A little goes a long way.
Yeah, so I do the turkey cooking, and I know what I'm doing.
I have a brother-in-law, Mike. Shout out to Mike Stewart,
my
brother-in-law.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Mike. Listening in Senatobia down there. Good guy. He's a big man, so luckily he hasn't tried to kick my ass lately.
Oh.
Since I
do your Thanksgivings get like that? You get a couple cocktails in you?
He's nice. You wouldn't want to mess with this guy. He's a big brawny man. So
okay.
Unlike my family, a bunch of midgets, he's a big Mississippian.
You're getting your white claw on, and he takes a swing at
you. He likes bourbon too. He's a manly fella.
Oh,
you know, lives on a kind of a farm ranch kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, he fixes tractors.
And, I got a visual.
He's a brawny man. So he is also quite a southern cook too. He can he does the fryer. Brings it outside.
Ooh.
He even smokes. He'll smoke it. He can do fryer. This man is amazing. Terrific food. So I have usually great Thanksgiving turkeys when we go down there. Unfortunately, we're going north. We're going to the place where the bad cooks live. And I hope my parents aren't listening. I know they're not listening,
no.
So I could probably say this. I didn't realize how bad my parents are at cooking food until I married a Southerner.
Oh, no.
Because they are terrible
really?
At cooking. Oh, my God. I don't know how I lived. Stacy, my wife points this out.
What do they screw up?
They just don't know how to cook. No, like, they don't put butter on anything. Everything's dry. They love gravy, but
okay.
Bad gravy. Like, it's bad. So,
turkeys everyone always used to talk about, we used to go to my grandmother's, and sometimes, like, I don't know what the oven was. Like, sometimes the oven would kick off,
yeah.
Sometimes it'd come back on. Turkeys are, like, idiot-proof. And when I say
you
I cook a good bird,
nope.
Like, I put it in the oven. The oven does
Not
all the
true,
work.
Matt.
I take it out when I'm supposed to.
Not true.
What's so hard about it?
If you go north of Sykeston, Missouri, people up there don't know how to cook a turkey. I'm just telling you right now. They don't. My wife, so we will carry in a bunch of food. This is the secret. So, like, we're getting in a car to drive 5.5 hours up by St. Louis in southern Illinois to go to my folks' place.
Okay.
We're
going
to have a car stocked full of take-in stuff. Like, hey, I hope you don't mind. We brought in some stuff.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a war chest full of good food so that we can get through the process.
What is your number one draft pick go-to side?
Go-to side would be stuffing or dressing.
No, stuffing. You had it right.
No,
I'm
the Yankees call it stuffing.
Yeah, I'm riding team stuffing.
My wife, of course, makes dressing, and it's good. And it has little bits of chicken in it, and it's turkey in it, and
I was gonna
various
say,
meats,
conflicting
sundries.
Birds.
She puts whatever is in it. Turkey.
Okay.
It's great.
All
and
right.
So, yeah, that's the plan is to go north, and you will be here.
We'll be here. I'm cooking an awesome turkey. We've got a friend of the family coming over, just hanging out. The kids are looking forward to my chips and dip, and then I make a killer stuffing. I would have a tough time picking my favorite side because I make a great stuffing, grandma's recipe, and then I make...
It's dressing, Matt.
Stuffing. And then I make... stuffing, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I make the world's best turnips, which down
turnips.
Here...
That's
down here...
You're hitting the wrong end of the plant.
So here, down here, y'all call them rutabagas.
Well...
Rutabagas.
So the turnip thing is interesting because in the north, they ate the wrong side of the plant.
No, let me tell you what. Rutabagas are amazing.
I don't know what's wrong with
you. You whip those things up, a little brown sugar, a little butter. It's incredible. I love it. I might be the only one in my house that really
likes it.
My son, it's growing on him. My daughter's still not really down with Team Rutabaga. My wife is like, yeah, okay, one spoonful, but I make a ton of that, and we'll have a lot of leftovers. It's actually really good cold with salt.
Will you be watching the classic matchup between the Bears and the Lions?
Cue the NFL music. Do we have NFL music?
Sure. There we go. There you go. This is the ESPN Thursday night. I think I got the right theme. Do I have a good theme here?
It sounds like what they show you
before
the movie.
I think it's the Sports Center. I got the wrong theme.
Oh, it's like this sounded like before the movie.
Sorry, I fired up the wrong one. Let me get some good NFL music here someplace.
So, unfortunately, the joy of Thanksgiving will be offset by the NFL force-feeding us the Detroit Lions. They play the first of the three
games.
They
film this every year still, don't they? Like, this is the greatest game ever.
Every year.
Here we go.
And they're awful, by and large, every year.
And both teams aren't
they're
that great.
They're 3-7. They're hosting the Bears. I know my man Jason Smith is a big Bears fan. I'm sorry. They suck. They cannot play offense. They can't score points. They had 19 last week against the Giants. They are the 29th best offense in the league. I'll remind you, that's out of 32, Brad.
Awful. Awful.
That's like being the smartest dumb kid in class. What does that say? Lions are worse. They were 2-0-1 at one point. They've lost 7 of 8. Their quarterback, Matt Stafford, has a broken back, and their backup is a 6th-round draft pick from Louisiana Tech from a couple years ago, and he looks like a former 6th-round draft pick, Jeff Driscoll. Bears are favored by 3. You mentioned ESPN's win projector earlier for Memphis. They had this a toss-up, 49.9% chance of winning for the Bears, 49.8% yeah. chance Detroit wins.
This is on Fox TV, so channel
this is on Fox.
13.
Channel 13.
Lions, who do you have? I'm going to pick the Lions. I think the Lions win this at home.
I'm going with
the, Bears are
the
awful.
Bill Belichick disciple,
yeah.
Matt Patricia. I'm taking the Lions because, yes, the Bears are terrible. I can see them turning the ball over a couple times.
Sure.
And then the Lions just suck less than the Bears suck.
Two games I want to ask you about tomorrow,
yeah.
Also, Bills-Cowboys.
Oh.
I am following the Cowboys closely because
you're
the
a Cowboy fan.
Jason Garrett sweepstakes. Will he be fired or not at the end of the season? Who knows?
They're going to fire this dude.
Yeah, they're going to fire him if they don't go far.
Theoretically, they might fire him tomorrow
if they
lose. Jerry Jones was on the NFL Network this morning.
It.
Did you see the quotes he was giving out?
Yes.
He's talking about, we got to win a damn football game.
Right.
I want to win games. Talked about, I want Jason to get it done. It's a very narrow window. Like, we got to win it all this year. This is not happening with Jason Garrett right now. There's no reason that team is 6-5.
The play calling
they
down the stretch is awful.
Talent.
The play calling's awful at the end of the game.
It was.
You know, they've got Dak Prescott playing very well.
I was very happy when they decided to kick that field goal to go down by 4 instead of trying to score. They're just, I don't know. Buffalo's defense has been pretty good. Josh Allen has accounted for at least 2 touchdowns in 7 straight games, which is the longest current streak
in the league. Who you got?
I'm taking the Bills. I'm riding Team Calkins.
Cowboys win this at home.
Nope. All right, so we split there. We got the Bills. The last one, best for last, New Orleans and Atlanta. On paper, not great. New Orleans 9-2, Falcons 3-8. But these two teams hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they hate each other. My wife's a Saints fan. She doesn't hate much of anything.
Wow.
Lovely person. Very different from me. She hates
you
Atlanta.
I
hate everybody. I hate everybody.
If it's not New England, you hate it.
I hate them. I hate them.
God bless them.
She hates Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And perhaps, if you know your history, the only more people who got more joy in mileage out of the Patriots' Super Bowl comeback win over Atlanta a couple years ago, New Orleans fans.
Of course.
28-3. It's all over that city.
But New Orleans wins this.
The Falcons beat them in
the
dome
in
New Orleans 18 days ago.
That was bananas, too. And this will be bananas if they somehow win.
They're not going to. I'm not picking against my wife's team on Thanksgiving.
I have one other game I want to announce.
Yes.
So I'm going with the Saints. We're both riding with the Saints.
Yes.
I'm in a pick'em league. I've been bringing this all week up. I'm sure the listeners are annoyed when I do it, but it's a meaningless game between the Eagles and the Dolphins. I have selected the Eagles. They must win this game in my pick'em because I have to win every week in order to win the big money.
Okay.
Legally, though, somewhere. I'm not. This isn't an illegal speakeasy.
Understood.
I'm talking about, of course.
Sure. It's all for the
kids.
Is this
on?
It's charity.
Eagles, Dolphins. Now, Eagles have been playing like crap.
They have. They look terrible.
The Dolphins are bad and need to lose so that they can get a better draft pick. Presumably. Will the Eagles win?
They've looked really bad the last 2 weeks, but, like, they have
they
to
really
win.
Bad.
They cannot lose this game.
They cannot lose this game, especially in that division with the Cowboys.
And they're right with Dallas, so if Dallas loses, even if Dallas wins, like, they've
got to
win
winning.
To keep pace. Yeah, for sure. I like your chances. I like Philly.
Good.
I'll roll with Philly.
Love it. That was my pick.
How about
the
Egg Bowl?
It's like a 10-point line. The Egg Bowl. Okay, let me take off the NFL music here. The Egg Bowl, of course, is on
10th oldest
Thursday.
Rivalry in the nation. It's back on Thanksgiving. I'm so happy I don't have to go down there and cover it because, like, you want to stay home on Thanksgiving.
You don't want to go down to Starkville.
No.
My brother-in-law's going, and we split the tickets with
no
him.
No disrespect to Starkville. Obviously, no relation.
Fine.
I'm just saying. Like,
who wins? Ole Miss or Mississippi State? Game tomorrow night, 6:30.
Mississippi State is favored by 2.5.
Right?
I got Ole Miss winning this game. I think that this team, State, seems like they're just out on your boy Moorhead.
He doesn't care about
he
anything.
He seems like he's out. Like,
does he have a pulse? Like,
I don't know.
You talk about is this on?
You tell me. You're the State guy
I know.
Here.
I'm the fan.
Like, I'm trying to figure that out.
Listen, I'm just glad Rutgers still has an opening because I'm hoping Joe Moorhead somehow goes to New Jersey. Because
so maybe,
they don't want him in Starkville.
Maybe it's like the Pastner thing where suddenly on a random – well, it wouldn't be a random Thursday. It'll be within the next couple of weeks. He just bolts, and he saves you the favor of firing him then.
I think that
– Do you think – let's say right. Ole Miss. I've got Plumlee running for 100 yards. What an amazing year he's had, by the way.
Quarterback looks good.
They are coming off a bye week, Ole Miss is. You think my boy Rich Rodriguez, shout out to Rich Rod. He and I are old pals from Glenville State.
Of course.
Little WVIAC action for you.
Oh, I forgot he started.
You don't think
that.
Yes, you don't think he has been able to draw up some plays for Plumlee and seeing how State has struggled to stop the run, that they're going to have a couple trick plays in there to unleash?
You mean Ole Miss?
Vegas?
With
yeah.
Oh, of course they will. And I think Matt Luke knows that this is the game for him. I think Matt Luke will win it. It hurts me deeply as a cowbell ringing Mississippi State season ticket holding dude who married a Mississippi State grad. I love Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those who told you that Moorhead's going to be better than Mullen.
You did.
I couldn't have been more wrong.
You couldn't.
That guy, he hates the South.
It's
he
not working.
He hates Starkville.
Right?
It is the worst fit.
It's a bad
and I
marriage.
I was so wrong because Joe Moorhead, bless his heart, he eats the barbecue and he's got his beard. He looks all brawny and stuff, but he hates it down there. And you can just tell it's a terrible fit.
It's a bad marriage.
And I watched them beat a very, very bad Abilene Christian 1AA team this last weekend. They're coming off short rest, by the way, banged up after Abilene took out a couple of legs.
Hats off to those Christians.
God bless them, but I don't think Mississippi State gets this one done. I think Plumlee playing well. I think the problem with Mississippi State, watching them, their secondary blows. You throw deep on them, you'll get it done.
Well, here's the only thing.
And I know that they're a running team, Ole Miss.
Plumlee can't throw.
He can't throw.
At
I
all.
See that. They'll figure out something, though.
He's got three touchdowns on the year. He hasn't thrown one since October 12th.
Well, it doesn't matter about Mississippi State. Whether you're Alabama or Abilene, you can throw 30-yard passes on Mississippi State. So they're going to run the ball. Their defense is weak in times. I got Ole Miss winning this game, and it hurts me deeply. But I'm calling this the please go away Joe Moorhead game, and Ole Miss will win on the road at State. And I hope I'm wrong. But
I think you get your wish. I think it helps Matt Luke build a little momentum to the save Matt Luke's job with his new AD
it's
going
the
into
culmination.
Next year.
And with their APR, I hear they could still make a bowl with 5 wins.
That's true.
Yep.
Keep that streak alive, boy. A lot of fans traveling wherever that bowl game's going to be.
Well, if UT turns down the Liberty Bowl and Mississippi State doesn't make the Liberty Bowl, it could be Ole Miss. How about that? No? Maybe I'm probably wrong about that, but I know they'd take them.
You don't want a 5-win team.
No, you can't have a 5-win team.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
That was a pipe dream.
Yeah, I just pass on that.
Go to the Tostitos ridiculous bowl, whatever it is.
Send them to Boise or someplace like that. I don't know.
It'll be the Vegas Bowl.
We are going to get back into the James Wiseman talk and more Tiger football. Speaking of the Liberty Bowl, it will be maybe a packed house, maybe not a packed house, but at least a relatively full house on Friday when the Tigers host Cincinnati. We'll talk about that football game with the lead sports columnist from the Commercial Appeal, Mark Giannotto. We'll do that next.
It's Thanksgiving weekend with 92.9 FM ESPN. We realize you could spend it listening to Uncle Buck's stories about his high school football glory days again and again and again. Could listen to 92.9 FM ESPN. So pack the radio.com app this Thanksgiving weekend and favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
As an actress and a mother of two, I'm always on the go. Hi, it's Nicole Laurie Parker, and when I'm jetting off to an audition, date night with the hubs, or picking my kids up from school, I do it in my Ford Explorer, the best-selling large SUV in America. It seats seven, so I can fit my whole family and then some. And it's the perfect SUV for a girl's night out. Powerful, sleek, sophisticated. So whether it's Explorer, Escape, or Edge, Ford SUVs are built for people who do it all and who like to look good doing it. Yeah, I love what I do. I love where I'm going. And I love how I'm getting there. Because, baby, I was born to roll. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more. Based on 2018 CV sales of large utilities with three rows, based on Ford segmentation.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. At Shell Dunn Rosengarten at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, sports fans. This is James Gaddis. If you're looking for the special gift for your special someone, come visit with us. At James Gaddis Jewelers, you will find a gift that she will cherish always and forever. Whether it's earrings, pearls, a watch, or precious gemstones, we can help you find something perfect. Or maybe it's time for diamonds. Diamonds are our specialty, and our selection is extensive. So let us be your holiday headquarters. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar at Mendenhall.
Black Friday week at Sprint is truly a magical time.
I know. I turned my iPhone 6S into this iPhone 11, which has an amazing all-new camera system.
It's true. Right now, when you trade in iPhone 6S or newer in any condition, seriously, any condition, you'll get the powerful new iPhone 11 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease when you switch.
Yeah, an iPhone 6S for an iPhone 11. Or trade your beloved iPhone 7, your trusty iPhone 8, or the amazing iPhone 10.
Take them all to 11. Plus, with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself. But you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 per month after $29.17 per month. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires unlock trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
Here's an equation that you are really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. So let's get together and let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution, and it's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. So don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with the 1-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Just go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 12/8/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices, and they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got two locations, as always, 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. And live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, Los Catadores. On Saturday, James and the Ultrasounds.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Out in the countryside, lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie, be so good to me.
The NCAA has upheld James Wiseman's suspension at the University of Memphis. He will not be coming back any sooner than January 12th, despite maybe the misguided hopes from the University of Memphis and certainly from Tiger fans. We are joined by Mark Giannotto, lead sports columnist at the Commercial Appeal, host of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, co-host. He's in studio. How are you, man? Happy Thanksgiving to you. Pre-Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
I've asked everybody, and I know we'll get to Wiseman in a second, but, like, the theme of the day is, you know, we're counting down to Thanksgiving. What's your number? Like, what do you have to have on Thanksgiving? You're just saying it's you and your wife trying to figure out what to cook. Like, what's your number one side dish,
this
though?
Year, because we're not going – usually I go to Rhode Island for Thanksgiving.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, Providence. Oh. But with the football game and – you know, maybe if we didn't have the kid, we would go for Thursday and then do the quick turnaround. But with a 10-month-old kid now, that's not real. Didn't seem feasible.
No.
And so
probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's well to me. I think my favorite Thanksgiving dish, if you will, is probably stuffing.
Yeah.
I know people down here are all about dressing.
No. Dressing. You're riding with team stuffing today. It's okay.
I have never really heard.
You're in a safe place.
Dressing.
I'll be perfectly candid. Until I came to Memphis, dressing was not a term in my vocabulary.
I thought dressing, the first time it was used to me, I thought they were talking about the gravy. They're like, do you want any dressing? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put a little gravy on that.
I was like, salad dressing? Like, you have special Thanksgiving salad dressing? No, but it's now that I've been here a few years, I've had dressing, and it is delicious, I must say. And I can understand. When someone showed me a picture, I go, oh, that's just stuffing. And they go, no, that is dressing. And I've learned very quickly that it is different, but I still prefer stuffing for dressing.
Yeah, I'm riding team stuffing. I'm ride or die. I'm willing to die on that hill and take on all comers, whatever. Memphis tried to take on all comers, that being the NCAA. Didn't work. So then they went back with the please in the NCAA. Like, how quickly were we expecting this resolution?
I
like, the hearing was today. We weren't expecting to hear today,
I figured it would be quick, but because they were doing it today, I figured they wouldn't just come back right away.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be like a day or two, which would take us to next Monday or Tuesday because of the holiday. But I, you know, this is more, I guess, speculation than anything, but I think it speaks to that they, in the NCAA's eyes, there wasn't really much of a case here to reduce the suspension, because here's the way it plays out. Really, the only argument I think Memphis you'd think in common sense terms, and remember, NCAA does not operate in common sense terms, but in common sense terms, you'd think, well, maybe Memphis, because they got this temporary restraining order, can get that those extra three games that were tacked on, mm-hmm. maybe they can get those knocked off. Because, you know, the nine-game part, that's just part of the penalty matrix for this amount of money, for right. $11,500. But if you read the NCAA rulebook carefully, those three games are considered a punitive penalty, if you will, and those can't be appealed. So that they weren't even able to appeal those three extra games. They were only technically appealing the nine games.
Okay.
And because there's this set penalty matrix mm-hmm. that spells out, it was going to be a hard argument for Memphis to make, again, in NCAA terms. In common sense terms, yeah, I think it's right. reasonable to think, well, you know, we got this temporary restraining order and we played them because the court said it was okay. And so why should the rest of the team be punished for three games? Maybe fine us or something like that. But like, why does James Wiseman have to be punished for these three games mm-hmm. when a court told him it was okay to play? But that's not how the NCAA thinks.
Right.
And so that's what I guess people have to wrap their arms around. But in the end, it's good that they know. It's just, I think we all just need to move on. Like, the team needs to be able to move on. Yep. James needs to be able to move on. The school and NCAA need to move on. What we saw last weekend against Ole Miss is, are they a better team with James Wiseman? No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Will they be able to accomplish what we hope they can accomplish without James Wiseman? Probably not. But they're still a pretty good team without James Wiseman. Yeah. That's what that Ole Miss game showed us. And they can be okay until January 12th without him. Are they going to win every game? No, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to win enough games where I don't think we're going to be sweating it out on Selection Sunday and wondering what would have been if James Wiseman could have played this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Will it affect their seeding? Yeah, I think it might a little bit.
Probably, right?
Although they're going to be they're going to be an anomaly of a team, just like they kind of were heading into the year with all these freshmen and this number one recruiting class. They're going to be an anomaly for the NCAA tournament selection committee to
what
consider.
Do you do with them, right?
Because what if they go undefeated with yeah. James, or their only loss with James is the Oregon game, but then in the 12 games he didn't play, or I guess it would technically be nine hasn't officially played in. No, it would be 12. It's 12. Let's say they go 8-4 in those 12. You know, how do you decipher that? Right. How do you reconcile that if you're the committee, if they just run through the AAC? But the other good news is, I mean, look around college basketball. I don't really think it's going to it's not going to matter that much what your seed is, as long as you're not in the teens, I guess, because it's wide open.
That's like what we were discussing earlier.
Anyone can beat anyone. This NCAA tournament is going to be crazy.
Yep.
And so it's not going to be shocking to me if you look up and the Final Four is a 7 seed, a 5 seed, a 9 seed, and a 2 seed. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be one of those years in college basketball, and I think that plays to Memphis's advantage in this case.
That's exactly what we discussed earlier with Duke losing. So you got Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State already number ones that are now not number one. And granted, a lot of basketball can get played and learned and teams improved upon between now and March. But you're talking about, there's a lot of good teams, but maybe no great teams yet. I want to switch to Tiger football because you wrote about that in the commercial appeal. And straight up, I'm a subscriber now. I tried to read your article this morning, just doing my work, and it blocked me, so I coughed up the dollar.
Shout out.
So if your bosses notice a little bump in revenue.
Well, that is. I'm glad you did, because that is part of the
Goal.
Of my columns now are subscriber only, and that is what they're going for.
Yep.
Good news, there is a flash sale going on right now at commercialappeal.com. It is $1 a month starting out.
You can't beat that. That's a pack of Starburst for 3 months
worth
of content.
Right? A buck.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good deal.
I'm on board.
There's a lot of good journalism besides what I write, too.
No doubt about that. Your article today is titled, Memphis Football on the Verge of History is the Best Sports Story in the City. Let's start with this. Why do you hate Penny and Ja Jaren Jackson.
It's not that they're not great stories. I just think here's what I would say.
Because you know you're going to get that.
I guess, but no. I think
I'm joking.
With Penny,
obviously,
yeah. No. I think Memphis basketball is a fantastic story, especially when you think about the history behind it of, you know, the parallels between Penny and Larry Finch, and then obviously bringing in the number one recruiting class and the potential of that. There's the potential of that is awesome, and it's something, you know, there's a reason why I cover every Memphis Tiger basketball game. It's something the city is just
they've got an appetite
there's
for.
There's nothing like it.
Nope.
I would say. And then with Ja and Jaren and the Grizzlies, there's that hope that especially Ja now has provided that franchise. But the reason I think Memphis football is the best story is, and I say this in the column, Memphis, this is a fully formed product right now. Like, this is, we are watching Memphis football at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, and you mentioned the history behind the Penny story, the history behind this of where this program was a decade ago and now where it is today, where it's one game away from, you know, winning a division title and winning 11 games for the first time ever, winning a division title for the third straight year. They're two wins away from winning an outright league championship for the first time since 1969, when they won the Missouri Valley Conference. And then if they win two more games, they're going to the best bowl game ever for this program. And so
that would be the Cotton Bowl.
Yes. They are on the verge of accomplishing more than any other Memphis football team has.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, these could be, you don't want to say it, but, like, these could be the last games of Mike Norvell. You don't know if you're ever going to – this team's going to be really good next year.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say Mike leaves. There's no guarantee of tomorrow that it's all going to come together like it appears to be coming together right now for Memphis football. And so that's why I think it's the best story in sports right now in Memphis. And you had College Game Day. You've got the indoor practice facility. I was there at practice on Monday. You should see it now. Like, I hadn't been in a few weeks, and now all the framework's up. It looks like a building. All they got to do is put the walls up, essentially,
mm-hmm.
and the roof on it. But all the steel framework is there. And so it's the rebirth or revitalization, whatever you want to call it, of this football program. It's just fantastic to me. It's a great product. And like I said, we're seeing Memphis football at its peak right now.
Yep.
And that, to me, there's no better story than that in the sports scene.
It's been remarkable. I would urge people to click on the commercial appeal, get that dollar subscription, and read it. One of the points that you hit on in there about Mike Norvell that I feel is one of the most non-discussed angles of this whole year, that he lost 7 assistants, and he's still been able to do it. But check it out. It is on the commercial appeal site right now. Memphis football on the verge of history is the best sports story in the city.
Matt, we have in our green room here a special picks edition on the Giannotto and Jeffrey show. He's the guest they have today is in the green room, I hear, getting ready for their pick segment. Yeah,
a very
special guest for the picker segment. They do this guest picker thing.
Beat the degenerate.
Yeah.
Jeffrey pulled ahead of me this week, so the degenerate is winning.
Yeah.
In our season-long competition. Yes.
I know he's made Jeffrey Calkins a lot of money this year.
Yeah,
he's on a roll.
Apparently not on this show.
Okay.
Interesting. He's 2 games. Well, because I pick the games on this show.
Yeah.
Whereas he gets to pick the games.
Okay. All right. Interesting. We'll get an update on that then.
This is right there with Lawler, the celebrity they have.
You piqued my interest. Well, that comes your way in roughly 12 minutes. Giannotto and Jeffrey, thanks for swinging by, Mark. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Talk to you all in 15 minutes or so.
I do need to issue a correction, Brad, earlier, apparently. Apparently, Jeff did not say that the hosts should not have vacation. He was reading what someone said.
Oh.
I'm going to claim the Roger Clemens excuse. I misremembered how he put it. So let's clarify that. So maybe you can't use that against him in his contract negotiation.
No, I'm with Jeff, though. The guys deserve it. They work hard.
Yep.
Yeah,
you work hard for that money.
They're putting it all into the shows. Take some time off.
Yeah. We're going to wrap this thing up when we come back. We are near the end of our 3-hour tour. You've got Giannotto and Jeffrey on deck. Matt Stark sitting in, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guess what we're doing at Robert Irwin Jewelers for Black Friday this year?
If I know you well enough, Howie, it's great gifts with purchase.
With any purchase of $249 or more, you're going to get a Yeti Sidekick, an Amazon Echo, or even an Apple Watch.
And we look forward to this sale every year so we get that extra gift.
And my doorbusters this year include a pair of earrings for only $29 and a diamond bracelet for $89. Limited quantities. Got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations, including the new one in North Little Rock, Arkansas. For complete details, go online to RIJewelers.com. Black Friday only. See you then.
Hey, this is John Martin. The holidays are right around the corner. Tuesday, December 3rd, it's the Trilogy Tattoo Christmas Party from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can get $100 tattoos from a flash sheet or $75 tattoos with a donation of an unopened toy from a flash sheet. It's awesome. Trilogy is giving back to the community this holiday season. You can drop off donations for the Toys for Tots drive. Don't miss the Trilogy Tattoo Christmas Party Tuesday, December 3rd. They're located at 530 South Highland Street in East Memphis, and you can visit them on the web at trilogymemphis.com.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress, and with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright.
It's not Friday night, but I feel like it is. We're on break now from St. Benedict. I've done my work. The show is just about done. Now I can unwind.
How you feeling?
I feel good now. I was tense earlier, like, you know, 3 hours is...
Well, when you're I'm used to filling in for Gary. I know, you get that two-hour junk.
That extra hour, dog.
It makes a big difference. I give it to the guys. When we were talking to him about the show, and that third hour, because then you get breaking news, you get a Wiseman story in the middle of the show, it turns the whole show over to a different topic.
Yep.
And a lot of times, you know, you're talking about the same topic, and you talk about it again, right? Yep. You talk about the Tigers once with Will Hudgens, and then in the third hour, you talk about the Tigers again with Mark Giannotto, because it's a long show.
Sure.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
And as much as it's in the back of your mind, like, oh, man, I already covered that. Like, the reality is,
there are very few people
that have tuned in for 3 hours.
You're turning over the audience. It's a different person, and we do have a lot of great listeners like you listening, who you know turn it on for the dogs. You know, you listen the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and we like those people. We need those people. But most people coming in the car, they tune in. They want to hear about the Tigers. They want to hear about the Grizzlies. And then the next hour, it's a different person who wants to hear about the Tigers and the Grizzlies. Yeah. You know.
And God love them. They keep coming.
They really do. They really do. So thanks for filling in today, man.
Thank
it's been
you.
A lot of fun.
Thanks for having me today. Thank you to Anthony Sain, Grizzlies beat writer for Sports Illustrated's The Maven. Check him out on Twitter, at Sain Asylum. Thank you to my man Will Hudgens from St. Benedict, stopping by,
good
talking some
Will.
Tiger football with us. He didn't give a plug for our big fundraising day on December 3rd.
Please
We're
do.
Participating in I Give Catholic on the Global Day of Giving. It's a big one-day fundraiser we're doing at school. We've raised like $22,000 over the last 2 years, so we're looking for a big number this year. And we got a big thing going on Facebook where we're showing all of our kids kind of discussing what they like about St. Benedict, the impact it's had in their life. So check it out. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're taking admissions right now for your student for next year. So, you know, heads up.
Your day job.
SBAEagles.org.
That's it.
And, of course, thank you to Mark Giannotto from stopping by. He and Jeffrey are going to take you 2 hours all the way up through. It's you and Bennett again, right, at GP today?
We're going to have Gary on at 4, and we're going to play some of the stuff from this week. So that'll be at 4. And then the Grizzlies are on tonight at 6:30. So we'll have both of those after 4 o'clock.
Excellent. And then everyone's on to Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving time, man. It's hard to believe we are here. So we got football over the weekend and more football.
And you
got
to start getting your Christmas tree and everything together. I had mine all set up.
Are you going to put it up this weekend?
Oh, it's already up.
Oh, it's up.
It's up. It's got the lights on. Here's why. Didn't want to do it before Thanksgiving.
Sure.
But it's so short because Thanksgiving's so late, right? Mm-hmm. So I had it up. I put the lights on it. Everybody seems to love it. No.
By the way.
My wife thinks it's too bright. Too many lights.
Too bright?
Too bright. It hurts her eyes.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Hurts her eyes. So now, in theory, I'm going to have to go back.
Are you have to dim it down, get less of a light?
I got to take the lights off and string the freaking tree over again. I can't have my wife being upset with the tree for Christmas. It's going to be there for a month. Like, I love my wife. If I got to take the lights off, I'll take the lights off.
Since we're in the holiday mood and we're sort of plugging some of the stuff going on, they do have the Christmas music on the river now. So if you're going to choose a Christmas station.
I'm not there yet.
A lot of people are, dude.
And starting Friday, though.
We turned it on later this year than we usually do, and it's because Thanksgiving is so late.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, I've gone almost 3 hours, and today's my mom's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday,
I got to give a shout-out to my mom.
Look at that.
She's usually one of the stream listeners. I think they're en route to a family occasion today. But shout-out to my mom. Happy birthday, my mom. You'd be a terrible person if you don't give your mom a birthday shout-out. Let's do that thing you guys do when the show's just about over.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Well, I'm checking out Grizzlies and Clippers. I want to see some Ja Morant highlights. I don't know if he's going to play or not. We talked to Anthony Saint earlier, said it was a game-time decision after he got hammered while trying to posterize some chump from the Pacers. I hope he plays because I like to see him play because it's more exciting when he plays because you're probably staring at an L regardless, but at least you're entertained while you're doing it.
I'll be listening to it in the car on 6:80 a.m. on my drive.
Oh, there you
north.
Go.
And then I'll be drinking once I land because I have to get ready for the Egg Bowl, and I think it's going to be a depressing day tomorrow.
I think it's going to be a depressing day on a number of fronts for you because I think the Cowboys are going to lose to the Bills.
My God.
And I think State is going to lose to Ole Miss.
Get the bourbon out.
No doubt about it. And then we got food and folks and just chilling on Thursday. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow
I heard they're
morning.
Not doing the blimps because of the air.
Are you serious?
I hear there's a lot of wind, so there's some problems with the balloons.
I'm going to have to. They've never not done it with the. I shouldn't say never. I have
well,
no
the,
idea.
The wind's tough, so they had to make a game time decision tomorrow for the Macy's Day. Yeah. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, man. Thanks for filling
in. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Mark Giannotto and Jeffrey Wright are up next. Peace out.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
F45 Germantown is where I work out. It's where Brad Carson works out. Yep, I'm going to drop his name too. And it's where you should be working out because it is the newest and the hottest gym in the Memphis area. But it is out in Germantown. And I'm telling you, listen, we all get in those ruts, those fitness ruts. We go to these gyms, we try them out, the gimmicky gyms. We do them for a month. Then we get bored. That is never going to be the case at F45 because it's innovative. It's high intensity interval training, and every single day it's different. You're never going to do the same workout twice. They break it up. You have strength days, you have cardio days, and on the weekends you have a mixture of both. I'm telling you, it is different than anything else in the city of Memphis. They have their 8-week challenge going on right now. That's where you're going to see the most results. They have a nutrition plan they can help you with. The trainers there are super helpful. So what are you waiting for? You want to get started with a free trial? Text the word free to 901-421-6087. You can get a week free on your fitness journey. That's free to 901-421-6087 to get started today.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston. And if you need catered holiday meals, they got you covered. You can order a smoked turkey. You can order a smoked ham. You can call them directly and get this done. Blow your family away. 662-536-3763. Why would you go through the trouble of cooking if somebody can do it better than you? You need spices, gifts, anything. You might want to put stocking stuffers. Go check the website, MelissaCookston.com. And if you want to order a catered meal, MemphisBBQCO.com.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
The Christmas shopping season is full on now, and if you're thinking about gifts for friends, family, or even yourself, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has lots of great items that would make terrific presents. Black Friday specials throughout the store this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All Western boots and work boots will be 15% off. That's 15% off the regularly marked price, not some inflated price like the department stores do. With well over 4,000 pair to choose from, you're bound to find just the right pair. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your source for boots and Western apparel for the entire family on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.